This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Main day of Tihar festival, Bhai Tika, being celebrated today. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba says party's 14th General Convention would be held on stipulated time. And Pfizer claims antiviral pill cuts risk of severe COVID-19 by 89%. Now, the news in detail. The main day of Tihar festival, Bhai Tika, is being celebrated with sisters offering tika to their brothers today. On the day, sisters offer tika and garlands of namakhamali and saipatri flowers to their brothers, wishing them happiness, long life and prosperity. They also offer them sweets, spices, walnuts and sel roti, a special kind of bread cooked in oil. The auspicious hour for offering tika on the main day of Tihar festival, Bhai Tika, is 2 minutes past 11 a.m. However, Chairman of the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Sri Krishna Adhikari, clarified it can be held throughout the day. Likewise, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has believed that the Tihar festival helps foster harmony, tolerance and fraternity among all Nepalese. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of Tihar festival today, President Bhandari wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepalese brothers and sisters. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has drawn the attention of one and all to protect our fundamental values and identity by averting anomalies surfaced in the celebration of festivals. In the message of best wishes on the occasion of Tihar, he expressed worry on the manifestation of wrong practices in course of the celebration of the festivals of late. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has requested all Nepali brothers and sisters to celebrate the Tihar festival by maintaining health and safety protocol. He reminded that there is still the threat of COVID-19 and all eligible Nepalese are yet to be fully vaccinated. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of Bhai Tika, the last day of Tihar festival today, Prime Minister Deoba said the government had got significant achievement in anti-COVID-19 vaccination with the support and cooperation of Nepali brothers and sisters. The festival as Bhai Tika helps foster unity between sisters and brothers and wished for peace, prosperity and happiness to all. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the party's 14th General Convention would be held on stipulated time. At a greeting exchange program organized by Nepali Congress Bhaktapur District Working Committee yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba clarified that the party president did not have any role and influence in whether to hold national convention on time or later. He further added that he wanted to hold the 14th National Convention on time, but his wish alone would not do any wonder. Prime Minister said it is up to the election committee that determines the date of the convention. The 14th National Convention of Nepali Congress has been rescheduled for December 10th to 12th this year. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said the stone quarry business taking place along the Chandragiri-Chitlang section of the Ganesh Man Singh Highway would be immediately suspended. In his address to a festival reception in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma said the stone supplies taking place from the section would be instantly suspended and road construction would be resumed. Defence Minister Dr. Minendra Rizal claims the Nepal Army is professional and disciplined. In course of inspecting the central command of the Nepal Army based in Bardibas of Mahottari, Minister Dr. Rizal said Nepal Army was able to establish its image across the globe, maintaining its glorious identity of honesty. Minister Rizal said Nepal Army did never deviated from its professionalism even in the political upheavals. A total of 183 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Nepal lately. According to Health Ministry, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting 4,844 sample tests. Likewise, 649 people recovered from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 2 corona-related deaths were reported till yesterday evening. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. Air pollution levels have shot up in the Indian capital Delhi during the current festive season of Deepavali. Despite a ban, people across the city burst firecrackers, worsening pollution level. Vehicular and industrial emission dust and weather patterns make Delhi the world's most polluted capital. The air turns especially toxic in winter when farmers in the neighboring states burn crop stubble. And fireworks during Deepavali, which happens at the same time, only worsen the air quality as low wind speeds trap the pollutants in the lower atmosphere. Clinical trial results suggest a pill to treat COVID developed by US company Pfizer cuts the risk of hospitalization or death by 89% in vulnerable adults. The drug Paxlovid is intended for use soon after symptoms develop in people at high risk of severe disease. Pfizer says it stopped trials early as initial results were so positive. The Pfizer drug, known as a protease inhibitor, is designed to block an enzyme the virus needs in order to multiply. When taken alongside a low dose of another antiviral pill called Ritonavir, it stays in the body for longer. Three pills are taken twice a day for 5 days. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the Province 1 with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Main day of Tihar festival Vaitika being celebrated today. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba says party's 14th General Convention would be held on stipulated time. And Pfizer claims antiviral pill cuts risk of severe COVID-19 by 89%. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.